earn money into a checking account.
Okay. So, well, I'm sorry, you cut off a little bit. Can you say that again?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, my phone cut off a little bit. Could you repeat that sentence again?
Okay. On Thursday, she will receive her winnings in her checking account that she requested that she need the wire transfer to be done directly into her checking account instead of us sending her a certified check.
So, how much money has she sent you?
Okay, well, actually, she did not send us any no forms of cash. She paid, I think, which is the IRS, some back taxes and incoming taxes. So she did not send us no form of cash. We were the one who helped her to pay some of those taxes also.
How do I authenticate your legitimacy? So obviously there are scammers out there, and I want to protect my mother from this. So how do I know you are who you say you are?
Okay. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What you could just simply do, you could go on our website and check it out for yourself.
Well, no, I want to know who you are.
I told you, my name is Paul Jackson, and I represent the Trumps International.
Yes, and I want to know what's the number I can reach you at full time?
Okay, you could reach, do you have a pen and paper?
Well, I'm going to try it right now, so I want to make sure that I get this phone number right. But yes, I do.
Okay, is 1-800
325-5000.
5000. Is that correct? Yes, or you could try me on my cell phone, which I normally have with me, which is 876
473-8964. Yeah, so that number I called, and that one is saying the network does not accept phone numbers.
Well, your mom just called us. Just call me on that number. Just a few.
Yeah, and I just tried calling that number. So, look, we know what this is about. Okay, we don't need to beat around the bush here. I know you're a scammer. Just admit it to me now.
So why do you think that I am a scammer?
Well, first of all, I know that you've been taking money from my mom. Secondly, I'm calling Jamaica. That number that you just gave me just now is a Jamaican number.
That does not mean I'm in Jamaica, because your number, I think it is Virginia, and if I think you're not in Virginia at this present time.
How do you know that?
Well, just as though you could have a Virginia number and you could be in New York, Chicago, California, and you're using that same number. That's also my number. That number, it's a Jamaica area code, but I'm currently in the United States.
Okay, where? Where? What is your number? What is your business office number? Where can
I gave you the telephone number just a moment ago.
I have that. I want the address.
5000.
Yes. Let's do that again. 1-800.
Yes. 325.
525.
No, 325.
325. Okay.
5000.
5000. All right. Let me call his number.
Okay.
that's what I get.
Well, that's the number, that's our toll-free number directly to our organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's fake too. So, look, you've already taken her for a lot of money. Okay, how much more are you going to ruin her life? Okay, I mean, you guys are
listen,
praying.
I just have one thing to say to you.
Yeah,
Your mom, she's a good lady, okay? And right now, my time is 2 minutes after 7. And within the next 36 hours from now, you and your mom could go to whichever Bank of America you want to go, and you guys could start out your business from there. Because on Wednesday morning, which is the 21st, she will receive her winnings in her checking account. So I does not really care what you have to say about it, but on Wednesday morning, your mom will be living a better life.
So that's been told to her before, okay? I mean, she's been given dates where everything got delayed and delayed and delayed, and we know why it's being delayed. It's because you are scamming her.
What I want you to ask your mom, if I was scamming your mom, ask her how much money I sent to her for her to pay those taxes. And if I was trying to scam her, why would I send her money from my own pocket, from my own organization, and turn a scammer? Mom about it.
That's how you guys work. I know how you work. I've studied this. I've studied this, man. I mean, look, I've studied this. It's not like this is new to me.
So,
I've been watching you over the last year. By the way,
and then try to take it back from her. Why?
You just said it's past 7, and you're supposed to be in Las Vegas. That's what you told her. Las Vegas is not at 7 o'clock right now, okay?
Ask your mom where you send the money from her to her. Ask her about it. It is Brooklyn, New York. Ask her about it. You should ask her. I never told her nothing about Las Vegas. Never. Ask your mom.
Look, man, how much longer is this going to go on for, okay?
Listen, after Thursday, you could say whatever you want, okay? But I'm just trying to help your mom, and after Thursday, that will be it. Thursday will be the 21st, and after the 21st, that's it. If your mom wants to still call me, that's fine with me because I help her along the way. Ask her yourself. I send her cash. I send her information. Ask her. So after Thursday, she will be a better lady. Okay? I does not care if she does not believe, but I know what I'm doing. And after Thursday, that's it.
You made her sell her condo. She does not live anywhere now. You know that, right? She's homeless. You do know that, right?
Yes. She told me also.
Why? I mean, you made her sell her condo. She's homeless. She's homeless.
She's the one who is interested of claiming this price. Okay, she's the one who is interested. I did not force her to do what she has to do.
Yes, you did. You did, man.
No,
because you.
Listen, I told her all the procedure. I told her all the procedure, and I asked her if she wanted to go through this. And what she told me is that she wanted to go through it because she wanted to help her granddaughter, name I think is Maggie, and to help her and to help you and your other brother, name I think is Charles or something like that. And she said she's wanted to go through it. I did not force her.
So how much are you going to wire her? How much is the total value of what you're going to wire her?
The total value, it is $8.9 million.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, man. You're the lowest. I mean, do you believe in God? Do you really think?
Okay, why don't you go on the internet yourself?
I'm on it right now. Tell me where to go.
Why don't you go there?
I'm on it. Where do I go?
Go on Trump's International, like Donald Trump. Trump's International.
Spell it for me, please.
Pardon?
Can you spell it? I can't understand it, so spell it for me.
T as in Tom, R as in rabbit, U as in umbrella, M as in mom, P as in Paul, S as in Samuel, International, Trump's International.
Channel. Okay. .com?
Trump's International Sweepstakes and Lotteries.
Is it TrumpsInternational.com?
No, Trump's International Sweepstakes and Lotteries.
Well, yeah, sweepstakes and lottery, fine, okay, I see it. Yeah. All right,
you can read all through information you see there.
Okay, stay on the line for me while I read it. It is a scam with numbers contacting you or a private number. A guy named Alexander McQueen, that's probably you. You will not get anything, and hopefully someone will go to jail for getting your hopes up. Okay, so that's the first one that comes up. All right? See the second one that comes up. That is a scam. Okay, they tell us we've won money, but we must pay a portion of income tax. This is a scam. When you win, you don't have to pay anything so that you can claim your reward. Boom. That's the second one that comes up. How many more do I have to go through?
Well, you could go through whatever you want to go through.
Look, man, all I'm saying is that you got her, okay? And the damage is done. I get it. But what I need from you... Here's just do me one favor, okay? If you believe in God, if you think that, you know, if you have a heart at all, tell her that this was a scam. Trust your son, me, and I'm John, that he will help you along the way. I'm here for my mother, okay? All I want to do is make sure that she lives an okay life after my father passed away 5 years ago. You're taking advantage of my father's death. Okay, so I'm begging you, please, you can keep the money for all I care. I really don't care at this point because I know who you are. But help me help my mom live a better life, please. Will you do that
for
me?
You know that you're just assuming things about me and my organization. But as I told your mom, after Thursday, that will be it, okay? She will receive her money on Thursday morning. Thursday morning, New York time, 8:30 a.m. in the morning. If your time wins the morning, it is 6:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning, you could call whichever Bank of America you choose and check our checking account.
And what if that doesn't happen? How do we get a hold of you?
She has my number. She has my email address. She has all the information for me.
Oh, what is your email address?
Okay, my email address is Trump's.
Yeah.
Sweepstakes.
Yeah.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. At yahoo.com. So you're a legitimate company that has a Yahoo address. You made her sell condo. She's homeless. She is homeless. Man,
she's not going to be homeless after Thursday morning. And
man,
that's what I promised her, and I'm going to keep my promise to her. After Thursday morning, she will be fine. Okay, so you don't have to worry about your mom, okay? Thursday morning, she will be fine.
you are, I'm begging you, tell her the truth, keep the money, let me take care of her from here on out. I'm begging you.
Well, as I told you, I told her the truth, and I'm going to just say one more thing before I go, okay? If you were working for a sweepstakes company and you have a client or whosoever you call them, okay, and that person needs your help, okay, would you take your own money out of your pocket or your sweepstakes organization just to send to that person just and also just to rip her off?
Yeah, to build their trust. To build that trust, you would send money. That's how these scams work. You send money to build the trust. And that's what you've done.
And in
return, you've ruined her life.
Okay, why would I send her almost $15,000 just to build her trust after she has paid all those taxes to the IRS?
To get her for $200.
Paul Jackson, nothing. She didn't pay Paul Jackson nothing.
Because you want to
okay.
get her for the $200. You know you got $200 out of it.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
$15,000.
Your mom went on, and I'm going to tell her that Thursday morning she doesn't have to worry about nothing more.
You know, come Thursday morning, when that money's not there, and I know it won't be, I'm hunting you down. Because you are
Listen,
low.
You doesn't have to hunt me down because money, it will be there. That's what I know for sure. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Just remember that, man. Just remember that.
Yeah.
You just remember that there's some guy out there now searching for you. Because you are the lowest. And I pray for you. I pray for you, man. You really are low.
Well, I have to go now right now, okay? So I'll talk to you sometime soon. When you change your mind and see that I am not one of those crooked person, because I know that Thursday you will be calling me back and telling me that.
Why don't you call me? Why don't you call me on Thursday morning? Let's check in. How's that?
Sure,
call me.
No problem.
Call me at noon East Coast time. Thursday morning, okay?
That will be no problem.
Let's do that. Let's meet up at noon on Thursday morning. Call me from a number that actually is not caller ID blocked, too. Call me from a local number.
Okay.
Noon, Thursday morning.